It is always, always, always great to have Dame Drops in studio. And he's involved in so much stuff, I can't keep up with it. And with him is Olivia, who works with the real estate, correct?
Yes.
And by the way, we have a whole bunch of stuff to talk about. You okay over there?
I'm doing good, man. I'm doing good. I'm over here getting my life together.
We got a little food. There's a bunch of things I want to get to. We have the Foodie Fan Fest, which is coming up. And again, it's, I believe, a week from this Saturday.
Yes, a week from this Saturday, and August 29th.
At Duncan Park, which is a great location. And it's from 2 to 6, rain or shine. It's in basically that concourse area, Duncan Park, which is an incredible spot to have. And they have the beer fest and stuff. And there's tiers of ways you can go about it, but it's basically going to have tons of food and drink and a gajillion things to sample. I want to talk about that. I want to talk about your school. I want to talk about real estate. I want to talk about your YouTube channel. Those are all things I want to talk about. We have a little bit here and then a full segment at 8:20. I'm going to let you pick. What do you want to talk about first?
Let's start with Foodie Fan Fest, since that's, you know, coming up for August 29th, like you were saying, 2 to 6. They can get their tickets at www.foodiefoodiefamfest.com.
And there's like a $35 entry level that's most of the tickets. There's a VIP and a VIP plus. I couldn't tell. Was the VIP plus sold out already or is it not sold out?
No, not sold out, but there's limited tickets. So we have a cutoff on those tickets because I want that experience to really feel and look different than from the VIP lounge and everything else.
Okay, so talk to us about what is going to be there. Like how many vendors, like lay out. Because people, you know, we talk about events here and there, but like, what's it going to look like?
All right. So we have 21 confirmed vendors that are locked in, ready to feed the world, right? Ready to give you the best of the best, all different backgrounds of food. Because I want you to be able to sample things that maybe you never tried before. You probably didn't even know that these mom and pops even existed. So I think that's why all Connecticut festivals do food festivals, just to give opportunities for everybody to shine, everybody to win, right? You're going to walk in. I have something live. Live entertainment is going to be insane. You know me, Brian. I'm already crazy. So you can only imagine what my live entertainment is going to be like when you walk through those gates at Duncan Park in Hartford, Connecticut.
So there's going to be like music? Or
yes, sir. I have a whole entire DJ in the VIP section. Just for the VIP section, got a live DJ. DJ Rawls is going to be up there spinning from 2 to 6.
Nice. And beverages. Like, is it going to be regular stuff from, like, the Yard Goats, or are you going to, how do you work out that side?
Beverages is definitely coming through the Yard Goats.
So if I want to get a beer or whatever,
you're good to do. And that's going to be happening in the VIP as well, just to let you know. Everybody up there is 21 and older. So on the main concourse, kids are free, 10 and under, and it's going to be family and kids on the main. But if you do want to be in VIP or VIP Plus, it has to be 21 and older.
And is that in the YG Club upstairs?
Yes, it is. Oh, nice. And also, when you're VIP and VIP Plus, you do not enter on the general admission side. You have the VIP parking across from the YG Suites. Park there and then walk across the street, enter at the YG Suites, and go straight upstairs after being checked in.
The Yard Goats are so great. So it's Foodie Fam Fest. And if you want, it's just Foodie Fam Fest. .com?
Yes.
And it's Foodie, Foodie, FamFest.com. And it's a week from Saturday from 2 to 6. Can you give me a couple of the vendors just for examples? Like
range? New Britain, we have a Spanish vendor, Creissimo, which is a very popular Spanish spot in New Britain, Connecticut. You know, that food is going to be nothing short of amazing. And I mean, just kind of bites of delight. Everybody knows about Bear's Smokehouse. Yep. They're definitely going to be there serving up that barbecue that Connecticut loves so much. And, you know, I don't want to give all the greatness away.
Okay.
But I want to give you just two pieces right there. I want you to hold those two pieces. But the way I have everything set up on the main concourse, you're going to be able to go through the whole entire main concourse and have things that you already know when it comes to food right there in front of your face. But a lot of things you're going to come to know. I didn't want to put all of the popular spots in one location.
Yeah.
I have them spread out just so you can learn about different foods.
Well, plus I think you always, just like going to the club, you want to take a lap first.
Yes.
You got to do a lap.
Please do the lap.
And then, because there's only so much space you have in your stomach. So I think I like the idea of holding things out a little bit.
Now, you ready for this?
Yeah.
I know a lot of people love free food festivals. I love a free food festival. And individuals are like, well, why do I want to pay to get in? And then I got to pay for the food. And that's understandable at $35, right? Nobody has money to just throw away. Do understand your $35 is covering more than just the fact that you're coming into the park. That $35, we have proceeds that are going to be going to Connecticut Food Share.
Okay. All right.
So I want to make sure that the families of Connecticut are actually getting taken care of. But on top of which, the first 100 people are getting 3 food sample tickets. After the first 100, it's 2 food sample tickets. And if you're part of VIP and VIP Plus, you get 5 food sample tickets. But they really don't need it because, you know, the food upstairs in VIP is free anyway. Hmm. Free food up there, free drinks up there. You got a live DJ up there. We're doing networking. We have Creator Cookout U, and that's happening from 4 to 5 upstairs in VIP, where everybody that's up there is going to learn all about social media.
I think I need to go.
I need you there, Brian. I need you there. We've been talking every time I come to the show, we're talking about you and your social media.
I suck at it. We had an intern this summer, and it was great. People were like, I actually had a couple of people reach out and be like, hey, you've been more like noticeable on social media. I'm like, yeah. And then I admit that, well, we had a college kid who helped us out. But I actually think, you know, and that'll segue into, you know, we'll pause here because that'll segue into the school you have coming up that is to do just that, which is not just help old people like me, but anybody who wants to do the foray into this stuff. But I also want to ask you about, you know, you entered the world of sort of food reviews, not necessarily early days, but not the way it is today, right?
Correct.
I mean, in some ways it's not that it's jumped the shark, it's just crowded, right?
Very.
And it's great that you were in early, but it's also probably annoying that every schlub in the world walks into a food place and comes out and be like,
it's amazing. We love it. It's a 10 out of 10.
Yeah.
I never had a bad experience in my life.
I mean, please.
Cut that out.
Yeah, seriously.
Please cut that out.
And I want to talk some real estate too, Olivia, about Connecticut, because I bet it's more challenging here than Georgia, where you're also licensed to be, correct?
Yes.
I mean, this area is hard. From a real estate standpoint, is that fair?
Yes, it is. I feel like with Connecticut, there's more going on, and it's more who you know than what you know. Where in Georgia, it's like more expand. It's bigger, so you can do like pocket areas.
Yeah,
and it helps.
We continue with Dame Drops. Olivia here, a good old friend of mine, Matt Collins. He's not old. And he is good. But Matt Collins is here too, and I'll get into that in a little bit. But I'll just say that, you know, I said off on the air how people have reached out to me and said, oh, you've been a little more active on social media. And it was me. Matt was one of them, because Matt does this podcast, and you know, we're just hanging out this morning. But he was one of the guys that said, hey, what are you doing with your social media? And I was like, well, we got a college intern. So that's how it happened. I want to take a talk about social media, because CapCut was the one that our intern used for video editing.
Yes.
And she went through with me what to do, and I still haven't really done much with it. But then I see people who spend like 4 hours putting these videos together, and like, I don't have 4 hours to do it. And you're about to launch an online school.
An online school, online masterclass for social media, correct.
And it's called... Again, I don't want. I'm going to make sure, because the first time out's the most important. It's at school.com, S-K-O-O-L
yes.
.com/Damon, D-A-Y-M-O-N. Because people come up to you and say, how do you do what you do?
And it's been that way for years, right? And my life before was just so crazy. I never had time to sit down and actually put courses together to teach anybody.
How did you learn yourself, though?
Self-taught.
Just
like, you got to understand, when YouTube popped off, that was 2005. I got on YouTube in 07. Mm-hmm. I had no idea what was really going on. I just knew it was something new, and I knew it was going to be the future of the way that you would actually take in your information. TV is going to just kind of move and kind of become extinct slowly. But YouTube was going to be that streaming service that was going to take over, and that's exactly what it did. And it was always connected to Google, and now you already knew how large Google was. So between those two powerhouses coming together, it made sense to get in early. Anytime you get an opportunity to get in on something early, take it, because you don't want to be the individual later saying, I wish I did then.
Right.
And that's everybody's conversation. I don't care what it is. It could be stocks, whatever the case may be.
Yep.
It's always, I wish I invested then.
Yeah.
I wish I got in then. Everybody has the opportunity to do it at the same time.
I bought my first book on Amazon in 97. I should have taken my loan money, put it right in Amazon stock, is what I should have done.
People sitting there kicking themselves for not jumping in on the Amazon ship.
So this is launching September 1st.
September 1st.
Take me through what you're going to do and what people can get.
So literally, there's going to be 100 lessons, 10 certification courses, 10 lessons in each course. And the way that I have it set up online, it's not like you sign up under standard or sign up under premium or VIP and automatically get all 100. I don't want anybody flying through it. You don't learn by flying through something, because that means that you're partially paying attention to begin with.
So you can't unlock number two.
You cannot
until you do
unlock
number one.
Everything right up front.
Yeah.
It's going to remain locked. What's going to happen is from the time that you lock in your membership, you're going to get the first two lessons. And then you're going to notice that the rest of the lessons are just still locked. And you're like, well, I want to watch three. You can't. Because 7 days later, 3, 4, and 5 are going to unlock. And then 14 days later, 6 and 7 are going to unlock. And then that's how it's going to keep going. Back and forth. Every single week, more courses will unlock, giving you time to learn and ask your questions. You can't just fly through something. You have to learn it. You have to ask the questions. Then you have to apply it. When it comes to social media, everybody just throws things to the wall just to see what's going to stick. And then they wonder, like, well, how come this worked better than this? And I spent more time on this than I did on this particular post. This particular post I just threw out there. This one, I was sitting there for hours editing, putting it together, and it got 3 views. One from my mama, and then 2 from the kids, right? So,
and you viewed it on a couple different devices.
Yeah, and you, that was you. That was you taking out both your phones, you know, kind of just back and forth with your own content. But the reality is you have to learn, you have to apply it, and then it has to make sense. So what it is that you're trying to build, is it your personal brand that we're working on, or is it your business brand that we're working on? And then if it is your personal brand could go everywhere, right? Every platform. It could be Facebook. It could be YouTube. It could be TikTok. Whatever the case may be, it's your personal brand.
It feels like so much work. It just feels like a lot of work.
Brian, you come in to work every single day,
I know. I need to work better. Hey, we don't have a ton of time. I'm going to whip through some things. So that, again, is school.com, SKOOL.com/Daymon, DAYMON. But I love that, because I want to get into this, the YouTube stuff. You're off the food reviews, and I want to get into the hot sauce in a second and what you're doing to take a break from food reviews. But, and I know you're helping people with social media, but does it bother you that everyone and their sister is doing what you started doing 20 years ago?
You know, it doesn't bother me, because you have to start somewhere. And I get excited when I see individuals growing, but it does bother me when you can't be honest. So if you're going to a restaurant and you're running up in there because you want to get the views, a lot of these new foodies are running up in because they want the views. So they'll go in and they'll say, oh, this spot is amazing, looks beautiful, and the food is a 10 out of 10, and they might just lick the food, still give it a 10 out of 10. You didn't even break it down. You didn't even taste it. So what are you actually reviewing? Are you reviewing the restaurant itself, or are you reviewing the food that they serve? If you go into a restaurant, my expectation is that you're reviewing the food that they serve. If you're going inside somebody's regular store, then go ahead and review the store and review the products on the shelf. But when you come into a restaurant, we want to know about the food. I don't care about the plant that they have in the corner. I would love to know about the owners. I would love to hear their story, their backstory. You rare to ever see that online to begin with. But you sure enough will see the vibrant colors and the fact that it's Instagram worthy and the fact they're going to showcase all the different plates that this restaurant has and then give it a 10 out of 10 and walk out. What are we giving a 10 out of 10?
You're saying be honest about the food.
Be honest about the food.
Yeah.
And I noticed this with a lot of different individuals. If it's bad, they'll never ever post it. They'll let a restaurant owner know, I'm not going to post this bad. You know, I don't want to, you know, bring shame to your business. Let me help you out with something. Being constructive with your criticism does better for a restaurant than lying about it.
Yeah. And you don't have to be mean or judgy on it. Just, it's the food. The
your
food
opinion
is
your opinion.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean that he or she isn't going to go because of your opinion being bad.
Right.
They're curious.
So, again, Dame Drops here, and Foodie Fan Fest is a week from this Saturday at Duncan Park, and you go to foodiefanfest.com for your tickets. He's here with Olivia, one of his real estate partners here, and I don't know if we're going to have enough time for all this stuff, but I do want to say, like, you're taking some time off from food reviews. Not only are you taking time off, but you're also breaking down, you know, we can't be uncomfortable with some stereotypes, just our stereotypes.
You got to get into it.
Because they're true.
Yeah. You got to talk about the things that make people feel a ways that they don't want to talk about in person or out loud. Let's get into the stereotypes. So let's break them down, the good, the bad, the ugly.
Go hit me with
that. That very first video is going to be like, you know, white people, please use seasoning. But it's not the fact that all white people do not use seasoning, but a lot of y'all do and kind of enjoy the potatoes and the raisin salad.
Yeah.
And I don't know why I've been seeing Doritos and macaroni and cheese. I don't know what's going on there. Cucumbers and these sandwiches with the crust cut off bothers the hell out of me. And that little hummus on the side, I don't want it.
So one of my best friends in my early adulthood, Jen Flynn, and she's all Irish, and she's like, for us, ketchup is a spice.
Ketchup is the best. So disrespectful.
But I mean, it's not a spice. So, I mean, for me, I get it. Although I like, the older I get, the more I need a little kick to my food and so on and so forth. So I love the idea. But what am I looking at in that bottle right there?
First of all, B, this is for you.
And it's got no label on it. I feel like it could kill me.
Right. No, this right here is out the back of the trunk. Old school 1980. Let's sell our music out the back of the trunk. This is going to be my new hot sauce that's going to be released. We're working on, you know, just working out the ingredients and the flavors and seeing who can handle what. But yeah, I want you to handle it. Okay. I know we don't have a lot of time, but I want you to. Could you give me a review of my own hot sauce?
You mean right now?
Like right now? Like what you doing? What are we doing?
I mean, don't be afraid. I need a piece of food. You throw out the bread.
I ate the food that you gave me. Wow.
I bought it on your finger,
B. Huh? Yeah.
Because I had this on my home fries and everything yesterday. So it's got a good second level little pop to it, but it doesn't hurt.
I like that.
I like. I mean, I would put this. So I like to take my eggs and my hash browns and crumple up some bacon, put it all together,
okay. And
slap the hot sauce on, mix it up, and eat it. That's my.
So you're saying you'd be able to do that?
I would do. Yeah. I mean, I like how it starts. It's almost like what was it? Who was the one that turned into ate the meal on Willy Wonka? You know, and then she turns, oh, I'm eating this now, and I'm eating this. Like this.
Oh, the girl that was changing, the one that was changing colors?
Yeah, yeah.
Because of what she was eating?
Yeah, Violet Beauregard.
Yeah.
Because the first taste is different than the second taste and the third taste, so it's good. I like it. I'm going to, can I have it?
That's yours. Oh, but not only is that yours, so is this VIP pass for Foodie Fan Fest.
No, you don't have to do that.
Nah, I do. I got you. It's You've been like, holding me down for
it's
years.
It's like glowing.
Glowing. That's you. That's you, B.
Thank you,
VIP.
Babe.
I'll see you in the lounge.
Well, I said this off the air, and we got to go. And Olivia, I'm sorry we didn't have more time to talk real estate. We could do, well, I mean, I always like Eric. Okay, you want to stay for a few more minutes? We might have
a couple
of
840. I'm not in a rush.
Entrepreneurs, I have such respect for. I don't have an entrepreneurial bone in my body. I like a salary. I like healthcare. I don't take those kind of risks. And I don't mind promoting the stuff you do because you're taking risk.
Yeah,
and you're trying to figure out where to go. Mm-hmm. And I absolutely, I think it's awesome. So we continue here with Dame Drops with Olivia. We have Matt Collins. We have, of course, Tech Tuesday with Eric Semmel. He does not know what to do. But we have, like, I want to actually talk to you, Olivia. Can we talk quickly about real estate? We have a couple of minutes. Can we talk?
Sure.
And you're also in real estate.
Yes,
and
definitely.
How difficult, because I ask everybody who's in contact, how difficult a market is it? And you can both answer in Connecticut right now.
I wouldn't say that Connecticut is a difficult market. I would say that everybody knows what he or she wants at the end of the day, right? And everybody's trying to make a deal because, as you know, the market is always shifting. And the prices of houses are forever skyrocketing. And you know good and well, 5 years ago, you can get a house for about maybe $200,000 to $300,000. That same house today, without them doing any kind of upgrades, is going to be about $450,000 to $500,000. And that's just because the market shifts. Well, as a buyer, it doesn't really do you a whole lot of good because you still have to buy this house. And then you still have to do all the upgrades and changes that you want to it. So then after purchasing the house, you're still going to be dropping more money on the upgrades and hoping that it could retain its value.
Well, that's what I'm saying. And the stuff on the market's kind of not great. And then you're paying double in interest rates what you did 6 years ago.
Yeah, so for me, I feel like the market has shifted. Once upon a time, there was more Connecticut-based residents that was buying and selling, like the turnover. Now is more outstate. So most of my clients that's coming in who's actually buying these overpriced properties is from Rhode Island, Jersey, New York, Maine, Virginia. Like those are the ones that are actually coming into Connecticut and buying all of the properties.
Are they buying to move here or are they flipping?
It's mostly fix and flip, investment. They're still staying where they are, but they're buying the properties to, you know, reinvest.
Mm.
They're not actually staying here.
So they think they can buy it at that price and then fix it and still make money off it.
Yeah.
Interesting. And for many of them, they have been.
Yeah.
They've been doing just that.
Because for them, Connecticut is still at a low value. New Jersey is still expensive. New York is still expensive. Plus the space.
Right.
That they're, you know, they're renting a room in New York is 1,800 where you can get a full one size, one bedroom, 700 square feet, also 1,800. So yes, they can still buy it at that high value, that 500, 600, 800K and still make profit off of that property and go back and buy another one.
At some point, somebody's going to get burned.
Yeah.
Because again, the market will shift again. And then whoever's, like, you know, is musical chairs, you know, someone's going to be left without a chair, and someone's going to be, when, you know, it's like getting stock advice from the cab driver. When they're giving you stock advice and you know it's time to sell, you know, that's what you do. Listen, before we go, any last words on the Foodie Fan Fest and where people can go and what they can get when they go on the 29th, a week from this Saturday?
Just expect a food festival like you've never been to before in Connecticut. Get your tickets at www.foodiefamfest.com. Come out, friends, family, bring the kids. 10 and under are free. 21 and older in the VIP sections. And it's going to be a time and a half. Plus, I'm giving away video game systems, all that good stuff. So giveaways, live shows, and a whole lot of food.
Mm, I like it. Now, what are you doing on 96.5 TIC FM that you don't do here? You know, is like, what is, like, give me a sample. Like, is it, what are we doing? What are we doing with those guys?
You're a little more laid back.
Yeah.
Be a little more laid back.
I wish I was less, but I feel like, you know.
Like, I know I could be over there, and I'm on the off-white side, right? It's more hood over there. You just a straight white lace guy, like, you know, laid back. I see you in a 3-piece suit, even though you have your little, you know, khakis on, little shorts, and little button up going on, and, you know, your hair's all shifted to the side with a little bit of loving me in the morning gel. Like, I see what it is over here. So I try to tighten it up.
I used to be cool. And now I'm not. Maybe I never was, and I just self-identified as cool. Olivia, it's wonderful to meet you.
Thank you.
You know, if you need any. Come on and give it a little pop before the 29th. Let me know.
Appreciate
and,
you.
And coming up, we have Tech Tuesday. And again, we're going to go back to my safe space. Artificial intelligence and fines for social media. But also, like, come back and talk about the school when that gets going, too, because I think a lot of people will be interested in that.